What's up, everybody? Hope you're doing well. Here we are, engaged, having a day. Beautiful Monday. What a great weekend we had. Hope you had a great weekend. Want to thank you, as always, for tuning in to Engage Having a Day, making us a part of your day today, October 31st. Crazy. Can you believe November is tomorrow? And I believe this is a great devotion for today, bringing change. 1 John chapter 3, verse 18 in the Passion says, "Beloved children, our love can't be an abstract theory we only talk about, but a way of life that's demonstrated through our loving deeds." How awake are you to the Lord? Are you filled with wisdom? Are you reading the scripture? Are you worshiping? The first time the word Christian was actually used in the Bible was in the book of Acts as a description of a group of people who were clearly following Christ's teaching. That was what it meant to be a Christian. Today, the term Christian is a self-imposed identification label. We all have excuses for why we haven't experienced change. Everybody has a list of what they've gone through. We've all been hurt. We've all been betrayed. But we need to stop blaming other people if we're going to actually heal. If you really want to change, fall in love with Jesus and love other people until they're healed. Bring change by speaking the gospel fiercely and demonstrating. Speaking the gospel fiercely and uncompromisingly pray for miracles with confidence and persistence. Constantly declare peace and love until change happens. Make sure your life is lined up with the scripture so you don't have to tell people that you're a Christian. They'll just know by your demonstration. And then the further thought is, do you have to tell people that what you believe, or does your life do the talking? One thing I think has happened in this Twitter society, as far as online thoughts, we've really gone numb to the fact that demonstration matters, more important than words, right? Everywhere you look, somebody's saying something, somebody's writing something, somebody's texting something, somebody's tweeting something, but change happens with actual demonstration. You know, what you do really tells me who you are, not necessarily what you say. And if anything, words have become a little more emptier than they've ever been, right? I mean, to the point where years ago, you could do millions of dollars on a business deal with a handshake, right? Think about today. We've bought in homes through the years, you know, over the last 15 years, probably 4 different homes or so, when we've moved a lot. And every time the stack of papers gets thicker and thicker and thicker and thicker, because more people are breaking it. They got to add more rules. They got to add more addendums. They got to add more, you know, everybody's trying to cover themselves because word doesn't matter much, right? Because there's so much misunderstanding. I was thinking about something the other day, how two people could live the same exact scenario and be completely on different planets on what happened. It's crazy to me. Because in your mind, you know, over years, being jaded can hurt you, right? And the reality is, if you're bringing change, you can't live delusional. I think in people's minds, they can say something and it's like, oh, you're actually doing it, but you're not doing it. You know, what do you believe? What you believe is ultimately what you do. If you pray, if you believe that God can heal the sick, then how do you show that belief? Because Christianity is about showing beliefs, right? If you believe in the presence of God, how do we show those beliefs? How do we, you know, take time in our lives to pray and pray for others and see the kingdom invade earth, right? That's what we're on this earth to do. And so, you know, talking about it's not going to do much for us. And so the truth is, we've got to be people that are demonstration focused to really bring change. Awareness is kind of sickening, right? Everybody wants you to be aware. We want to be aware of rare diseases. We want people to be aware of political parties. And people go at great lengths to bring awareness. Great lengths. A lot of it's manipulation, but in the pure form of it, they just want you to be aware. If my mother died of pancreatic cancer, it was horrible. It was tragic. There are people that will march with faces on their shirt because they just want you to be aware of something. Awareness alone is not going to help us, right? Maybe there's research that they're trying to push medicine forward, or they just want to bring some rare disease to the forefront. I'm all for that kind of stuff. Awareness is okay, but only awareness is not okay, right? Awareness that leads to some kind of like solution, which as a believer, it's healing, it's breakthrough, it's miracles, it's, you know, that kind of awareness, I'm all for it, right? I've said it many, many times. My mother was born deaf. I have a child that was born deaf, completely deaf. They call it profoundly deaf. And the truth is, I've known sign language before I could speak. I can fully, you know, I mean, I was on the plane 3 weeks ago flying to Tampa, and in Southwest, I knew there was going to be an extra seat in between me and this person. And I actually leaned over to her and said, "Hey, just want you to know there's nobody's going to be sitting here." And she kind of gave me sign language saying I'm deaf, which was great. I shared my whole testimony with her, shared the gospel with her. I mean, I was praying for her. She was crying, all in sign language. It was beautiful. So I really know how to communicate to the deaf culture. It's been my world, right? My mother and my child are both deaf, so I understand deafness. I will tell you this, I don't feel the need to bring awareness to it. I don't feel the need to constantly promote a culture that I feel like is a bit oppressed, right? The majority of people that I've met that are deaf have somehow believed that they should stay this way. It's heartbreaking to me. My mother didn't understand why my son had cochlear implants. There's great divide in the deaf community about why would you get implants if we're, you know, this is how we were born and we're perfect this way. That goes against the ideology of faith, right? If I believe that you are born this way, and God wants you deaf, then why would I ever believe that God could change that? And so much so that why would I ever believe you want cochlear implants? Think about it. An incredible medical phenomenon. I mean, it is incredible that somebody can hear electronically. It is incredible. The story, go watch it online, YouTube, Never Say Never, the Graham Clark story. It is incredible how cochlear implants were created. I am so grateful for them, right? But there are still great divides within the deaf community. A lot of deaf people do not like them. They almost shun deaf people that get implants because they don't consider you deaf anymore. Do you see what I'm saying? So awareness is okay. We all have probably sickness close to us somewhere. We've all had some kind of, you know, thing happen. But the reality is it's faith that matters. And I want to bring real change on this earth. I just don't want to give my life for everybody to realize that deafness is real and it's dark and cochlear implants are great. I can't give my life for this. I want to make sure that I'm giving my life for what Jesus gave his life for. You know, that's why politically people have a hard time. I'm not concerned with COVID. I'm not concerned with politics. I've never been. It's just never been my thing. And the reality is I want to give my life to what I believe is going to really bring change in America. And that's awakening. That's prayer and revival. It's never done it for me. And that's why somebody asked me last week, of course, our churches were shut down in the Northeast for a short time. I'm unapologetic about that. It's not my fight. And when I felt like it was manipulation, I jumped in. You know, I'm not perfect by far, but that's not my fight. And so the reality is I want to bring change spiritually. I feel like there are people clearly that are called to see complete change in that realm. And obviously you saw that play out. But there's also a lot of people that it's a distraction for them. There are people that can walk that line. But a lot of people, I've seen people give up their whole ministries for politics. That's all they became. They're writing books on Trump. And I've had these ministers in hindsight tell me that it wasn't a good move. They were almost bowing to some Trumpism thing. And you just can't. Look, man, we're going to bring real change. We're not going to live distracted. And we're going to focus on heaven. So that's it for today. We love you guys. As always, thank you for tuning in to Engage Heaven Today. I'm out.